It's the Wednesday after Pesach. I'm sitting here in Bnei Brak making this shir. The house is chometzdik again, and things are back to normal. Except that they aren't, because I suddenly discovered that although it's 2 days after Pesach, in a sense I'm still in the middle of Pesach. And I want to explain what I mean by that. This is, I think, the first time I've seen this Ramban. It's in Vayikra Chof Gimel Lamed Vov, where he has this enormous chiddush. At least to me it's a big chiddush. I don't recall ever seeing it before. He talks there about the relationship of Pesach and the Sfira and Shavuos. And he says like this, I'm quoting, Umonu mimeno tisho v'arboim yoim, from Pesach we count now 49 days, shiva shavuos, kimei oilam. I don't know what kimei oilam means. This whole Ramban is a little in the Pnimius HaTorah and the Sisrei Torah, as far as I can see. And you know, the Ramban always warned us to keep away from those pieces, so I'm not even going to try and understand what each word over here means. But then it says v'kiddush yom shemini kishmini shalchag, and then the 8th day, in quotation marks of course, Shavuos is not the 8th day, but since it starts the 8th week, ke'ilu, it's the 8th day, kishmoina shalchag, like shmini atzeres, and now comes the big yesod, v'hayomim hasefurim ben tayim, k'chola shel moed, ben horishon v'hashmini b'chag, ruyon matan toiro, ulekach karo chazal v'chol mokam, Chakashvuos Atzeres. In Gemara, when the Chazal talk about Shavuos, they call it Atzeres. So the Ramban is saying that why do they call it Atzeres? Because they want to hint to us that it relates to Pesach in the same sense that Shmini Atzeres relates to the first day of Sukkot. So then, Shmini Atzeres, what do you have? You have, like in many ways, Shmini Atzeres is a Chag Bifnei Atzma. Yeah, don't have to go into the details of that particular issue, but it certainly stands on its own. It has its own Shechiyona and so on. So, what is Sukkot? Sukkot is a Yontov of 7 holy days. The first one is Mamash Yontov, the rest is Chol HaMoed. And then you have Shmini Atzeres, a separate Yontov Ki'ilu, but connected to the first one. So in the same sense, you have the same thing going on by Pesach and Shavuos, except that the intermediate days of Chol HaMoed in this case take 7 weeks, and at least from the first day of Pesach, and then you have Shavuos. It's the Atzeres of Pesach. So therefore it seems to be correct to say, obviously in a borrowed sense, but to some extent it seems to be correct to say that the Yemei Sfira, you remember the Ramban, V'hayomim hasefurim bentayim. Think that the Ramban is putting in these words, hasefurim, in order to tell us that it's the fact that we're counting the Sfira that makes it possible to look at the intermediate days between Pesach and Shavuos as being ki'ilu ochoil hamoyed. So just like Shmini Atzeres is in certain senses a Yontov Bifnei Atzmo, but in certain senses it's part of Sukkot. After all, it's called Yom HaShmini. If it would be standing altogether by itself, it wouldn't be called the Shmini of anything. But the 8th day from the beginning of Shavuos is Shmini Atzeres, which has its own nature, but is also, in a certain sense, a part of the first part of the Yontov. So also Shavuos is an Atzeres, as Chazal teach up for us. It's also something which brings Pesach Ke'ilu to a close. So therefore, it's what I meant before when I said that although it's Wednesday over here, the Wednesday after Pesach, so the house is already full of chometz, but it's still in a sense in the middle of Pesach, because the Yemei Sfira seem to count, to define, I don't know exactly the right word now for it, but seem to be that which makes it possible to combine Shavuos, which is going to be the quote 8th day unquote, meaning it's the beginning of the 8th week, so to combine that with Pesach. So in that sense, Pesach and Shavuos are really one combined unit. Mayor de Gazach. So what does that mean in certain ways? What it means is that Matan Torah, Shavuos is this man Matan Torah. So it's that which Pesach finds its gemar in that. In other words, Pesach is ended, just like Sukkot is ended, with coming back into the house. That's really what Shmini Atzeres is, that all the lessons that we learn from sitting in the Sukkah for 7 days. So we have certain limudim of our relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam, Emunah, Bitochen, whatever it is that Sukkot is there to teach us. So the Shmini Atzeres is the time when I consolidate all those yediyas, all those things that I learned. I consolidate on the Shmini Atzeres by going back into the house and saying, okay, Ribbono Shel Olam, I've sat in the Sukkah now for 7 days. Let's see whether I can't transport all those wonderful limudim which I had in the Sukkah, Kibbutz Sukkos, Hashavti Es B'nei Yisrael. I want to be able to experience them now without leaving my home. But in my home, in my solid home, I should also continue to live by those lessons which Sukkot taught me. So then you have a similar relationship by Pesach and Shavuos, that we say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, look, Pesach taught us certain limudim. We'll soon try to see what those limudim are, but that Pesach taught us certain limudim, and now through the sphere, through the Yimei sphere, I'm connecting that to Shavuos. So Shavuos is the time when I consolidate all those limudim which I got from Pesach, and consolidate that by celebrating Matan Torah. It's all very, very moivodic. Now, of course, like, there must be so much depth over here, and so much pnimius, and so much in yonim, that ordinary human beings really, let's just sit down, keep Pesach, make sure we don't eat chometz, eat matzah, and sukkah, and shavuos, let's learn a lot, and try and be mekabel the Torah in a reasonable way. And that's about all we can expect from ourselves. But the emes is, I don't think that that's true. That while it's true that we have to keep away from Sisrei Torah, and we're not going to try and understand this Ramban in Vayikra Chof Gimel Lamed Vov in all its ramifications, it's obviously the Kabbalah Ramban, and he told us, don't try, take my warning, don't try to understand what you ought not to understand. But there is certainly a surface limit which is available to us, otherwise Ramban wouldn't have written it in his Perish, and that is that Shavuos and Pesach relate to each other as Sukkos to Shmini Atzeres, and that the Chol HaMoed of Pesach is the Yemei Sefira and the Yomim HaSefurim. Now again, we're getting dangerously close to Sisrei Torah, and again, we are told to keep away from it, but all of us know, at least, that some people who understand what they're saying, presumably, they say a sort of Yerotzon or something by the Sefira, which describes the particular day that they're counting in terms of our relationship to the Ribbono Shel Olam in some form, which is Sisrei Torah, and so we don't know what it means, and we try to keep away from that. But what is being said in the context which is accessible to us would be to say like this: how do those intermediate 49 days, how do they get their character of being able to be considered a Chol HaMoed between Pesach and Shavuos? It's because they establish, each one, if a person would be zeicher to be at that level, a special kind of relationship to the Ribbono Shel Olam in this form or in that form, which again we don't understand. But since they create this relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, so therefore they lead to Matan Torah. So this is something new which I have learned. I didn't really ever think of things in this way, but now that I am thinking in this way, it opened up to me a lot of things which I knew before as far as Pesach is concerned, but it also gives me a little bit of an insight. Maybe for this year it's too late for me, but maybe the Ribbono Shel Olam is zaking me with another year, so maybe next year I'll be able to deal with this issue. The issue being, how do I experience Pesach in such a way that Pesach can give me post-Pesach what I'm supposed to get. In other words, the ikkar seems to me of experiencing the 7 days of Pesach, the Seder nights and so on, that they have this purpose of being allowing me to live a Jewish life after Pesach. They're giving me something, and that has to be manifest after Pesach is over. So as I'm sitting over here 2 days after Pesach, I wish I could tell myself, wow, I've had this Pesach just now and I've experienced it in this and this and this way, and therefore I am now ready to implement that thing which the Rebbeinu Shalom wants me to implement on the basis of the Pesach experience which I have just now had. Now, what is that? And where do I go to find that out? And behold, it's just a posuk in Chumash. It's a mefurish posuk in Chumash, the way the Ramban explains it to us. And it's something I should have known, and I didn't know. I discovered this Ramban also just this week, this year, really, and it's pretty awful. But let's see what the posuk says. I never really made myself I didn't feel myself, I don't know, too responsible to touch up a simple posuk in Chumash just to know what it means. It's just awful, but at least now I've done it, so I hope that it gets me somewhere. So the final posuk in Boy is not the final posuk. We have in the end of Boy, we have Kadosh and Vehoyu Kiyu Viecha, the two Pashyas which we put into the Tefillin together with Shema and Vehoyu Am Shemaya. So Kadosh Li Kol Bechoy ends as follows: Vehoyu Lecho Le'ois Al Yotcha U'Lezikoro In Bein Einecha Leman Tiyeh Toiras Hashem Beficha Ki Biyotcha Zoka Hoitziyacho Hashem in Mitzrayim. Let's read the Pasuk again. That's in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Tes in Boy, Vehoyu Lecho Le'ois Al Yotcha U'Lezikoro In Bein Einecha Tefillin Leman Tiyeh Toiras Hashem Beficha Ki Biyotcha Zoko Hoitziyacho Hashem in Mitzrayim. Now, what is being said in this Pasuk, and specifically what I just found out, I didn't know before, but which is now obvious and should have hit me in the face years ago, is what exactly does this phrase mean, Leman Tiyeh Toiras Hashem Beficha? What exactly does this Pasuk mean? See, it's interesting. If you compare this Pasuk with the last Pasuk of Vehoyu Kiviyacho, the next Pasha, so the final Pasuk of that reads as follows: Vehoyu Lecho Le'ois Al Yotcha U'Letoitofas Bein Einecha Ki B'Choizek Yod Hoitzionu Hashem Mimitzrayim. So it leaves out the words Leman Tiyeh Toiras Hashem Beficha. The Etzem Pasuk is really the same. Again, Vehoyu Le'ois Al Yotcha U'Letoitofas Bein Einecha, which is the equivalent of here, Vehoyu Lecho Le'ois Al Yotcha U'Lezikoro In Bein Einecha Ki B'Choizek Yod Hoitzionu Hashem Mimitzrayim, which we also have, Ki B'Choizek Yod Chazoko Hoitzionu Hashem Mitzrayim, but in the middle you have Leman Tiyeh Toiras Hashem Beficha. That Pasuk is there in the Kadosh Pasha, but it's not there in the Vehoyu Kiviyacho Pasha. Now, I don't know why. I'm not going to be able to explain that to you. But it does give me a sort of a sense of what's going on over here, although I can't answer that question. Why did this phrase, as we'll see the Ramban defines it, why did that phrase find its place in the Pasha of Kadosh Li Kol Bechoyah, which goes into the Tefillin, and not in the Pasha of Vehoyu Kiviyacho, which also goes into the Tefillin? But this phrase is not there, but the rest of the Pasuk is there. So that gives us a sense of the context in which the Pasuk is said in the Kadosh Li Kol Bechoyah Pasha. Now let's see what the Ramban says over here. Rabban says, we'll read it out, Vehoyu Le'ois Al Yotcha U'Lezikoro In Bein Einecha Leman Tiyeh Toiras Hashem Beficha. So the Ramban says, Shi'uro. Shi'uro means, I want you to read the following Pasuk in the following way. Namely, Vohoyu lechol ois al yotcha ulu zikoron bein enecha, and now he jumps. Leman tiyah teres Hashem b'ficho. He skips that, and he says, what should be in your tefillin? So he says like this. Shi'uroi, Vohoyu lechol ois al yotcha ulu zikoron bein enecha, ki biyotcha zoko hoitziyachu Hashem in Mitzrayim loyla. So what should be in the tefillin? The fact that ki biyot chazoko hoitziyachu Hashem in Mitzrayim, and then you have this phrase like in brackets, leman tiyeh toiras Hashem beficha. In other words, what he's saying is that the phrase leman tiyeh toiras Hashem beficha is like set off from the rest of the pasuk. The rest of the pasuk goes v'hoyu lechol ois al yotcho lezikoron bein enecha, jump. That's what I want you to have in your tefillin. And why do I want it? Ki'ilu leman tiyeh toiras Hashem b'ficho. Now, what does that mean? Shetichtov al yotcho v'al bein einecho yitzias Mitzrayim. What I want you to do is to put yitzias Mitzrayim into your tefillin. V'tizka oiso tomet. And I want you to remember yitzias Mitzrayim all the time. Leman shetiyeh toiras Hashem beficha, so that you should constantly, from your mind, it enters your mouth, talk in Torah, talk in Torah, talk in Torah. Lishma mitzvoisav besoyroisav, ki hu adoinecha hapoiducha bibeis avodim. What's the posuk telling us? The posuk is telling us like this. I want you to remember the whole story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Put Yetzias Mitzrayim into your tefillin so that your mind and your hand is always conscious of it. What makes you conscious of it? Your awareness, ki biyot chazoko hoitziyachu Hashem in Mitzrayim. The Rebbein Shlolem invested in yot chazoko to take you out. That's what I want you to take out from Yetzias Mitzrayim. You know what the Torah is saying over here? After Pesach, what should you have in mind? Ki biyot chazoko etziyacho Hashem in Mitzrayim, which the Ramban touches up as saying, ki hu adoinecho hapoiducho mibeis avodim. The thing that we have to take out of Pesach, you know what we have to take out of Pesach? We have to take out of Pesach the yesod that Hashem invested a chayzek yod in you. That's what you have to know. What's enough kamina? What's so important? Because the fact that he invested this chayzak yod in you says that he is your ordain. So now he is your ordain. And today, 2 days after Pesach, what I should be sitting over here instead of saying the shir would be to say and be misboinen. The Ribbono Shel is my ordain. The Ribbono Shel is my ordain. The Ribbono Shel is my ordain. Because he took me out of Mitzrayim. And what's the result of that? Leman tiyeh toiras Hashem beficha, so that constantly I should be learning Torah to find out the rotzayin of the Rebbein Shalom. This posuk lanius daite, touched up like the Ramban over here is touching it up. So what this posuk is telling us is why Shavuos is the Shmini Atzeres of Matan Torah of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We learned in the Ramban in Vayikra that Shavuos is the Shmini Atzeres of Pesach. What's Matan Torah got to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim? The Teres, I'll tell you why. Because Yetzias Mitzrayim, since the Ribbono Shel Olam took us out biyot chazoko, that means that he has the right kaviyochel to be our ordain. And how does that realization express itself, that he has to be our ordain? That experience expresses itself in doing the mitzvahs of the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is what Matan Torah is all about. In other words, Shavuos is the Shmini Atzeres of Pesach, in the same way that Shmini Atzeres is the Shmini Atzeres of Sukkot. What does Shmini Atzeres, what is the function of Shmini Atzeres on Sukkot? Is take the limudim of Sukkot and bring them into your house. You don't need anymore this radical thing of sitting outside in the middle of fall. It's already getting cold and it's getting windy. But I want you to sit outside in the sukkah to absorb these limudim. What is the tachlis? That you should be able to transport those limudim into your bayis and live like a yid. And on Pesach, it's the same kind of relationship. We celebrate Pesach, matzah, as we do, and perhaps we'll get around to explaining that now in a few minutes. So that is a celebration which brings home certain yediyas to us, That is what the limudim of Pesach is all about. And what's the point of it? The point of it is that those experiences which you had in Mitzrayim, the Ribbono Shel'Olam coming b'chayzek yad and smashing Mitzrayim in order to get you out of Mitzrayim, what does that give k'v'yochel the Ribbono Shel'Olam? A right to be considered your Odin. What does an Eved do when the Odin tells him, I want you to do this? He listens and he does the mitzvahs. Ushmatem es ha-matzois, ushmatem es ha-mitzvois. We'll see in a moment. So that is what Shavuos is, the Shmini Atzeres of Pesach. Shavuos is Matan Torah, so Shavuos gives us that which the Yesod of Pesach ought to produce, and therefore Shavuos is the Shmini Atzeres of Pesach, in the same way the Shmini Atzeres is the Shmini Atzeres of Sukkot. It brings the Limudim home. In Sukkot, actually home, go back to your house. In Pesach, our spiritual home, which is the Torah. And the Torah says, do these mitzvahs, do this, do this, do this, do this. So there's a kesher between the matzahs of Pesach and the mitzvahs. The Yesod, what do we celebrate Pesach for? I should have an answer today, sitting 2 days after Pesach and asking myself, well, what was all this about? We'll see in a moment somebody else who asked that question also and got some very interesting answers. And the answer is really what the Pesach over here is telling us. L'man tiyeh teiras Hashem b'ficho. Pesach is there to make us teirah d'kiyin. And what are teure deke Yidden? Teure deke Yidden are Yidden who received the Torah at Sinai and now know how to shape their lives. They know how to keep the mitzvahs. So Meure deke Zach, who is this other Yid who asked this question? What is this all about? You know, I have a soft spot always. Sometimes on my Seder night, I ask the people who are there, I ask them, which of the four sons would you like to be? So of course everybody says they'd like to be the Chacham. I personally have a soft spot for the Tam. I think that if I could choose, I would like to be the Tam. Let's look at the Tam a moment and see what is happening over here with the Tam. So you have in this Pasha, V'hoyu ki yishalcho, that's the second Pasha, in V'hoyu ki yivyecho. Yes, sir. You should keep the dinim of Bechaya, Bechaya, Hem Tehairas, Chamaya, Chal Bechaya, Ba'odim Bonecha Tifte. V'hoyo ki yish'olcho bincho mocho lema mazois. He's the Tam mazois. He's not like the Chacham. See, the Chacham, you see that he's a Chacham by the way he asks his kashis. Moho edois, ha'chukim, v'ha'mishpotim, ha'shetziv ha'shem elokein eslam. He's analytical. He wants to know. He says, I understand that Eidos demand one kind of thing from me, and Chukim demand another kind of thing. Eidos HaChukim VaMishpotim demand something else. I know all that. Now give me the details. The Tam, is he less smart than the Chacham could be? But he, even if he's as smart as the Chacham, he asks a different kind of question. He says, Mazas, there's so much complexity over here, so much that even it expresses itself that if I have a donkey, I have to go and make a pidyon Petach HaMoed. Like, what's going on? What's going on with Pesach? How does that sort of enter itself into every facet of my life, that even my donkeys I have to start dealing with Pesach. What's my zois? What is going on over here? And what does the Torah answer him? B'chozek yod hotzionu Hashem mimitzrayim mibeis avodah. Now we see this b'chozek yod hotzionu Hashem mimitzrayim. Two wonderful things. That's what ends up the last pasuk. Same word. And it did exactly the same thing in the earlier parsha of Kadesh. That means this answer to the Tam is really the closing pasuk, both of the Pasha of Kadesh Likol B'chayah and of the Pasha B'hoye Ki Yaviyacha. What is the closing posuk? B'choizek Yod Ha'atzioni Hashem in Mitzrayim. And that is what we tell the Tom. So what are we telling the Tom? You know Tom, you know Mazois, you know what the answer is of Mazois. The answer to Mazois is B'en El-Chayit, keep the mitzvahs of the Torah. That is what this Pesach is all about. And that is why even your stupid donkey also is governed with the Kedushas Bechayra, that you have to be Petach HaMoy, Tifte Besev, and Lo Sifte Ve'Arav Toi. Wow! By a donkey there's Kedusha. Yes, by a donkey there's Kedusha. Because Makas Bechayras and Yehol of Yitzias Mitzrayim, B'ni Bechayri Yisroel, he comes to Pharaoh. There's Yisoidus in there. There are ways of telling us what it means to be a Yid. And that is what I want you to take out of Pesach. I'm sitting over here trying to be a Chochem, trying to find out what does Pesach ask of me, what does Pesach demand of me, what's going on over here. That's what I'm asking myself. And the Torah over here, Ki'ilu, puts its arm around my shoulder and says, listen, don't be such a smarty cat. You know what you should do. The Mantir Torah Hashem Beficha. You've heard it in every shmooze that you've ever heard in yeshiva, you've ever heard from your Rosh Yeshivas, from your rabbis. Learn Torah. Why should I learn Torah? You should learn Torah so that you should know the halacha. Over this Pesach, there's a little booklet lying around in the yeshiva where I davened over here in Slobodka about the shittas of the Chazon Ish, legabe chinuch, legabe learning. And again and again and again he said, Torah is not for Emfer Rambam, so of course you have to for Emfer Rambam sometimes to know what the Mice is, what you should do. But Torah is to be mevara every prat in the sugya, to know how the sugya expresses itself in halacha. You have to do, and all the theories in the world are not going to get you very far if you don't do, and you can't do if you don't know what to do, and therefore you have to learn what to do. Leman tia Torah Hashem beficha. It's more in the world. What's going on over here? And it all bypassed me for decades and decades. Baruch Hashem, Rabbeinu Shalom gave me my life. But I never really was oimed on the sharpness with which the posuk says it over here. One little phrase, Leman tia Torah Hashem beficha. That is what everything is about. And what does the Ramban say? Why does Torah Hashem have to be beficha? Torah Hashem has to be beficha because he is Adonecha, he is your Odin, and since he is your Odin, he can demand of you to act in certain ways, and that is what he wants from you, v'noma omeh. That is what it means to be a Yid. It's mamish neuver neroes, and it's all in Psukim and the Torah. I'm blushing to the roots of my hair that I wasn't oimed on this before. Why wasn't I oimed on this? Teretz is, I don't know, you hear these parshas again and again and again and again, and you figure, no, you can trust the Rabbanu Shalom, maybe it all makes sense. I don't have to know every single prat. The fact is that you do have to know every single prat. You have to know every single prat in order to know how to be a Yid. So that's my pro-Tam lecture, because that is really the parsha of the Tam. Ma'azois, b'chozek yod. What does b'chozek yod mean? He's your Odin. You know what you do with Adonim? You listen to what you say. You listen to what they say. When they say something, you salute and you do. That I mentioned before, for Bygandik, u'shmatem es ha-matzois, u'shmatem es ha-mitzvois, Shmatim is a matzah, is a shmatim is a mitzvah. And the emes is that The Maral over there explains what the kesher is between matzahs and mitzvahs. This is going to be too long this year. I wanted to read that whole Maral to you, really. But maybe it is too long, maybe it's not too long. Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, it's right over here. So maybe I should read it. Maybe this year will become a little longer than the others, but the emes is, you know, if you can become an Erlich Yid as a result of Pesach, it's worthwhile spending time. So the Maral asks, yeah, why does Rashi bring that in his Perush? He says, I'll read a piece to you. Al Lidroish to Kashem She'en Mach Mitzines Am Matzes Kach Ein Mach Mitzines Am Mitzvahs Vim Toime Mayen Yen Zeh Shetoyle Am Mitzvah Be Matzah. What's Mitzvah got to do with Matzah? The Tame the Shayach Be Matzah, namely it shouldn't become Chometz. The Shayach Be Mitzvah. Mitzvah can't be Chometz. Um Mikol Shekein Shedova Teime Sherashi Hevi Medrash Zeh Toich Pirushoi Vuhu Rochoik Me'oid Mepshutoi. Rashi, you know, brings the midrashim which have to do with the pshuta shel mikra. What needed explaining over here? Like, what shmatim as a mitzvah got to do with anything? Like, why does Rashi bring it? The millions of midrashim that Rashi doesn't bring. So why does he bring this one? But listen to this. Yeah, he says, "Vuhu rochak me'oid mepshuta." Yire, the Ramban says, the Maral says, no, it's not. It's very koroy mepshuta. The Vadai Tam Echad Lishnehem. Listen to this. It's unbelievable. The Vadai Tam Echad Lishnehem. Ki Osro HaToiro HaChometz. Va Osro Gam Kein Ho Ikuv Atche Tovoi Lidei Chimutz. Shmatem Es HaMatzos. He said earlier in the Maral, so what's a Shmatem Es HaMatzos mean? Make sure that you don't allow the dough that you're kneading on Pesach to become chometz. He asks, what's wrong? I'll burn it right away. I'm not going to eat it, so why shouldn't I let it become chometz? Shahare lo hispik lehachmetz. So what? Why does that have to be immortalized by Aser and chometz? As if he have chorus and chometz. Rahman al-Islam, what's going on over here? Like, what's so that bread didn't become chometz? Big deal. Why is that so important? Listen to this. V'inyan zeh hoyom mipnei sh'niglo melech malche hamlochem ha-kodesh baruch hu v'lo hispik isosom lahachmetz. Now, u'me'acha sh'niglo aleihem melech malche hamlochem ein kan ikuf. When the Ribbono shel Olam comes on the scene, there is no such thing as waiting. Everything goes fast, fast, fast. Why? Ki ma'asov b'mehirus u'v'koyach godol. At she'en kan ikuf, everything has to go quickly. Holy things happen outside the limitations of time. Ruchnistike things, mitzvahs, zman is a physical creation, and mitzvahs deal not with physicality. They deal with physicality in the sense that we do it with our physical bodies. But what is the purpose of the mitzvahs? In what world, ki'ilu, do they live? Yeah? So, v'has inyonim ha-sichliyim pulosam shaloi b'zman, l'fi shem einam tachas ha-zman, v'einam poyalim b'tenuo shemimeno ha-zman, u'l'fi madregas chashivusam pulosam b'li zman, ולכך ציבור שאין מחמיצן אס המצו להידיע כי פעולס השם יסבורך בלי זמן כלל ואף מצווס אלוקם שהדווה השם הבוא להיותך אל תחמיצנו כי דווה השם הוא מוטל עולב לעשוס בלי זמן לא כמו דברים של חויל שהם גשמיים שהם תחס הזמן נסונים and so on and so on and so forth. That is what Pesach is telling us. Pesach is telling us, Kinderlich, you don't belong into this world. Remember, you're the children of Yaakov Avinu. You remember the children of Yaakov Avinu who traded Olam Hazeh to Olam Haba. In the womb, when he sat together with Esav, so Esav took Olam Hazeh, but Yaakov took Olam Haba. And in this world, we are only guests. And therefore, the constituent aspects of this world, namely Zman, slowly, take your time, delight in what Olam Hazeh has to offer. So for us, that has a different connotation than it has for people who are not Bichlal Yisrael and who are not Bichlal children of Yaakov Avinu. For us, at least on Pesach, we are given a gentle reminder, or not so gentle a reminder, if you've been by matzah baking lately. By you, one time in the year at least, you have to deal with timelessness. Your life is a life which ought not to be determined by the, I can't think of the word at the moment, the constituents of time. Time means passage of time, slow in its good time. You have this idiom, each thing in its own good time. What's its good time? What's so good about time? There it is, in a Gashmistic way, time is very good. You have the time to do things, take it slowly, breathe deeply, have Hanoah, just sort of lose yourself in the embrace of a beautiful, beautiful, enjoyable time, have a beautiful vacation. By us, that's not that way. Pesach tells us there is no time. Loi hispik b'tzekas, I was saying, why? Why was it loi maspik? Because gola HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoido v'atzmoi. Yeah? In zem ibn eshen niglum melech marche hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Haggadah says. The Rabbani Shom is there. When the Rabbani Shom is there, you don't have time to luxuriate. Abad givis chometz tastes better than matzah. It's risen, it's lighter. It's so geschmack relative to this hard, ugly matzah. But when the Rebbe Nisham is there, that's not a consideration. Oh, it's such a meyerde gezach, and that is what Pesach has to tell you. Pesach should take us by the scruff of our coats, by the scruff of our necks, and drag us into a world in which time is not a miler, and in which speed counts. Yeah, he's Kodesh, and if he's Kodesh, so then Zman is not a Meile. Meile is a Zman is a Meile in this world. Zman is not a Meile in the world in which the Rebbein Shalom functions. And when the Rebbein Shalom comes into our world and invites us, granted temporarily, to be Nene from his world, that goes with speed. It's not that we eat matzah because it happened that the bread didn't become chometz. The bread didn't become chometz because Pesach is a zman of matzah. That's why Pesach didn't become chometz. It's a mayor de gazach. And that's why the Torah says the whole time that you should eat matzahs. Shivas yomim, you should eat matzahs. It's no mitzvah d'oraisa to eat matzah the Shivas Yomim. But again and again the Torah says, from the 15th till the 21st, toichlu matzahs. What does that mean? It means live your life in a ruchnistike kind of way. Live your life. And Mimele the Gaon has this idea that Mishnah Berurah brings it, that there's a mesorah that the Gaon said that there's also a mitzvah to eat matzah. It's not a mitzvah which is mechayev. You don't have to eat matzah. Once you've eaten your ksayas on Seder night, you don't have to eat any more matzahs till next year. But there is a mitzvah if you do eat them. And the psukim and the Torah constantly show that. It's very, very, very clear that there is such a mitzvah. So what kind of a mitzvah is that if it's not a chiyuv? So what kind of a mitzvah is that? The kind of a mitzvah which it is that the Torah says that is the life that you ought to be living. That is the kind of life that you ought to be living. You ought to be living a life where you don't have time to make chometz. The luxury of chometz was not given you. Eat matzah. Be a matzah dikiyid. That is what Pesach tells us. And what does a matzah dikiyid do? He does mitzvahs, right? If he knows that he's in the presence of the Rebbeinu Shlalom, if he knows that he's in the presence of the Rebbeinu Shlalom, what the matzah dikiyid does is he does mitzvahs, because that's what he has to do, because the Rebbeinu Shlalom is his odin, and that is why he has to do mitzvahs. Really, really, really big things are going on over here. And the emes is, although I don't want to be meirich so much in the shir, but just to mention it, I think that this I've mentioned, I think, in earlier shiurim also, this idea with the before we talked about the tam, let's get back to the chochom bo ha'edos, hachukim v'mishpotim v'ashatziva Hashem elokeinu eschem, af'ato em eloi kehilchos ha'pesach. like, what is this af atom? I don't know whether I was omit on this part of it before. What is this af also? Af ato emelot. Tiruchos ha-Pesach. We'll finish with this halacha in the Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch, Rechaim Tov Pei Aleph. So the Mechaber says, Chayiv Odom, La'asoik behilchos Pesach, Uv Yitzias Mitzrayim, Uv Lesipo Benissim, Uv Nefloes, Atsha Titchofeno Shina. He's talking about after you finish the Seder. After you finish the Seder, if you still have the Koyach, you shouldn't spend your time wasting time, but you should learn Chayiv Odom La'asoik behilchos Pesach. Uvitzias Mitzrayim, Ulesapa Benissim Uvenefloes. It's based on a Tosefta in Perek Yud of Psochem, Chayiv Odom Lasoik Behilchos HaPesach Kol HaLaila, Masa Berabn Gamliel, Shehoyu Mesubin Beveis Beisos Ben Zunen Belud, Vehoyu Asukim Behilchos HaPesach Kol HaLaila. The Midrashim and Chazal, don't want to bring them all now, that this, what the Mechaber says, you should be Oisek in Hilchos Pesach, Uv Yitzias Mitzrayim, Uv Sape Benissim, Uv Nefloes, that depends on the kind of person. If you're learning, you should be learning Hilchos Pesach. That's the ideal. If you're not the learning kind of person, you don't have the background, you can't learn it, so then spend it in being Machiv the Dibber in what you did during the Seder, which is to say the Nissim and the Nefloes of Pesach. But ideally, you would be going in the Hilchos Pesach. And I think that's really the pshat of what we say to the Chochem. Mo ho'edos v'chukim v'mishpotim v'asher tzivah Hashem Elokeinu Esrom. What's he asking? Is he asking halochas or is he asking sipo yitzias Mitzrayim? So you see in the Torah, in Voschanan, where it comes, that he's asking sipo yitzias Mitzrayim. Avodim ho'yinu l'farov v'mitzrayim is the answer to the Chochem. And the extra psukim, if you should see the Malbim over there, if you have a chance, you're giving him answers, not in Hilchos HaPesach. And I think that's why it says af over here. That it says to the Chochem, af ato emeloi ke Hilchos HaPesach. Besides telling him the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, which we taka do when we start with Avodim Hayinu and the Vidui of the Bikurim and so on and so forth. So that's all Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, but af ato emeloi ke Hilchos HaPesach. You also have to tell him Hilchos HaPesach. You know why? Because Ein Maftirin Achar Pesach HaVikamen. What's the Yisoid that Ein Maftirin Achar Pesach HaVikamen? The Yisoid that Ein Maftirin Achar Pesach HaVikamen is that the Tam should remain with you. There's a Sugya post-Pesach. There's a post-Pesach Sugya. And that's what you have to tell the Chocham. Ach Ato Emelai. You should tell him like this, Yingo. You're asking very, very good issues. You want to understand the philosophy, you want to understand it all. You know what? That's what the Seder night is all about. And I'm going to tell you, Avodim Hayinu L'Farov HaMitzrayim, and then the whole story, Arami Ovid Ovid, the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. You're right in wanting to hear that, and I'm going to teach it to you. But you should know that there's also Hilchos HaPesach. Once we finish the Seder, sit down and learn the halachas. That's what you should do. If you're capable of doing it, you should do it. You know why? Because that is the thing that's going to keep you the time of the Pesach throughout the year. Ein maftirin achar Pesach afikoymen. The Torah wants us to maintain the time of the Pesach in our mouths. Since the Torah wants us to maintain the time of the Pesach in our mouth, that is why you should be oisek in Hilchos HaPesach. And it's all one theme with all the psukim as we have learned them just now in the Chumash. And halavai, we should all be zeicher to maybe retroactively this Pesach or in future Pesachs to be able to really experience Pesach as it should be, namely as a springboard from which we can become the kind of Yidden to whom the Esek of Mitzvahs, the obeying the Rebbeinu Shlom, who is our Odin, because B'chayzik Yod, Hoitzionim in Mitzrayim, that is what ties us up, the Yid.